It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam light.
Yo, minasan, Manga City Podcast へようこそ. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga City Podcast, where every single day I break down the world's best language. And on Sundays, what I kind of do is I talk to people on my Instagram or Facebook Live or wherever I'm kind of connecting with, and I answer people's questions. And so I've received a lot of questions throughout this week about how certain forms of Japanese work. And so basically what I'm doing is going to be answering those questions here live on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, it's simply at the Manga Sensei. And if you are following me there and you are active right now, you can actually connect with me here. But even hearing this podcast, I can be listening to it like tonight sometime. So I don't know. Regardless, I try to answer people's questions in Japanese on Japanese topics. And I'm going to answer some of those questions that I received. So the first question I received that I want to talk about is the form and function and the use of base te. Now, base te has a lot of different functions, well, one similar form. However, if you jump back to old Japanese, is that it basically means, it used to be a particle, actually. So it was simply put in the izenke or the mizenke, which is now commonly known as base 2 or base 3, base 1 or base 2, and then it was attached te onto the end. It was what was called a joshi. However, in modern Japanese, it's kind of changed. So it now is a form, a conjugated table of Japanese. Just like you would have yomi and yome and yomu, it changes now to yonde, this base te form. Where again, in the old days, it used to actually be a particle. Now it has taken on a couple of meanings in that it can use one to be able to connect Japanese verbs together. So for example, if you're telling someone that you're going, itekimasu, would be the verb iku becomes itte, and kuru, we have itekuru or itekimasu, which would be to return. So I'll be back or see you later is the meaning that it's currently taken on. So you have this te form that connects to kuru and makes that almost a one simple conjugated verb. It puts it together. The second form that you see with a lot of the times in modern Japanese is a basically a light command form. You see this often between friends when they're asking one person to do something for them, or when you're connecting it usually to vector verbs. But for example, if someone told me, hey, kore o nonde, hey, drink this, it's a light command. I'm basically saying, hey, do this, but I'm not doing it in a harsh way. Just like if, you know, unten shite would be, hey, drive me, give me a ride. I'm not saying it forcefully. However, I am making a light command of it, which is very, very useful if you think about it in modern Japanese. So those are the two main functions that you're going to be seeing with the base te, like yamete, hey, stop it. But it's not a hard command. It's not like yamero. It's just simple, easy, and soft. So there's basically the form of base te. Now, the hard part about base te and the form section of that word is what it changes depending on whether it's an ichidan or godan verb, and then what it's connected to. If you'd like to see any of that, you can check it out on my website, manga-sensei.com, and you can check out the 30-day challenge. I have a couple of days of that. I believe day 28 is that, and I think day 10 is that as well. But don't quote me on that. There's a lot of days in the 30-day challenge. 30, to be exact. Okay, so the next question that I got a lot this week was about kanji. How do I learn kanji? What do you do to learn kanji? How are you going to learn kanji? Honestly, the best way for me to tell you how to learn kanji is, one, to check out my new YouTube channel. My YouTube channel, just look up Manga Sensei on YouTube. And every single day, 365 days a year, not only do I do this podcast now, but I also have a video series that I'm doing where I break down one kanji every single day. And you can also go back and use it as a reference guide for different kanji, how to memorize them, what their uses are, what their meanings are, how they came to be, what their form is. I go into all of this information under 5 minutes in talking about Japanese kanji, which is kind of fun. So I'm looking forward to kind of doing that now. And we are 11 days in. Today we talked about the kanji for the sun, nichi or ka or hi or bi or jitsu, or there's a lot of different readings for it. So go make sure to check that out. The next, and what I think is most interesting, with that, if you are interested in learning kanji, go ahead and check that out, manga-sensei.com/videos, or I believe you can simply go and click the kanji videos right below the little thingamajiggy on top there, so you can check out Japanese kanji. The next question that I got a lot of is how to go to Japan. So I recently did an interview with Gogo Nihon, and for people who want to learn Japanese or want to get to Japan, make sure you check out my episode that I did yesterday, or check out their website at gogonihon.com, or simply type in Gogo Nihon into Google. You'll find it there. They have free consultations, so you can actually ask them how to get to Japan, because I cannot answer that for every country. This podcast is listened to all over the world, everywhere from Australia to India, all the way over to Japan and Canada and the United States. And so because there's so many different requirements for every single different all these different countries, I simply recommend that you go talk to them. They're a great friend of the podcast, and they have a lot of answers for your questions and your specific country. So go make sure to check them out. With that, though, I will wrap this up. If you have any questions, make sure to shoot me a message on my website or at on Instagram or Twitter. I am a Twitterer, and I do that now. So make sure to check that out. With that, though, I will sign off. Remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So let's make mistakes, and I'll catch you later. Until then, Johnny.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.